Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Michael's Mixdown. Michael's Mixdown is a show about recording techniques and music and history and all that stuff. So today is a soloed episode, which means that I'm just going to kind of briefly go over a song instead of like a whole album or do like an hour-long show. So this will be a shorter one. And today I am going to talk about Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. And now, right now, you might be thinking, you're a bad guy, because I have tricked you into thinking that this show is entirely about, like, rock and roll and prog metal stuff. But actually, I do occasionally listen to pop music or just, you know, general top 40 type stuff, because the best production and the like, most current, like, hot techniques and all the money is in pop music. Like, if you don't think Taylor Swift or Bruno Mars or Billie Eilish don't sound amazing, you're wrong, just like flat out, because they have access to the highest tiers of production facilities and gear, and, you know, money is no option, like, or it's no obstacle to them. So, like, they can do whatever they want. They can hire whoever they want, and they generally are the best sounding artists on the market. You find them in pop music. So it's just because they just have access to all that stuff, and they don't have to, you know, like, worry about a budget or anything like that. So one of the things that I wanted to, reasons I wanted to talk about Bad Guy was it's a really interesting song in its own right. This whole album is really interesting because when this album came out, I don't remember, I guess, anything else sounding quite like this. I mean, it kind of took everybody by storm. I think the reason behind that was because it didn't sound like anything else. Billie kind of sound like she sings in this like whispery kind of quiet technique, I guess, whereas a lot of the other pop singers out there are like belting and sound more like, I don't know, like Broadway singers, or, you know, they're really trying to get out there and hit high notes and be really loud, and Billie's really quiet. And it's strange that her really quiet vocals come in with some of like the biggest, fattest bass that I've ever heard, like, period. I've got this song in like a high resolution file and played it on my system, and it's just like window shaking, you know, like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park, like thundering, like moving the glass of water, like loud. It's some of the biggest bass I've ever heard in music. So I thought it was really interesting that this little kind of whispery voice somehow gets mixed in with this giant bass, and it's all still intelligible and it all still works somehow. So let's dissect a little bit of Bad Guy and find out a couple of things about what makes it work and what's going on in there.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
So here is some like brief history of Billie Eilish, because I think it's really interesting that she's so young, and her brother's young too, and they have become, you know, two of the most famous people alive. It's just crazy to me that success hit these people so early in age. So this album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, is the album that Bad Guy comes from. It's track two from that album. And Billie was 17 when that album debuted. So she was, you know, 16 and a little bit younger while they were making this album. And I can't imagine being in high school and being like an international best-selling artist. Like, it just insane to me, the concept. But Billie and her brother Phineas work together on all of the material. And their song Ocean Eyes was their first kind of breakout thing, and they just put it on SoundCloud, which is like what I used to use to host the podcast. So they got a little enough attention from Ocean Eyes that they got picked up by a label, and then, you know, from there they have this album. This album so far is the only actual full length album that Billy's put out to date. And this album, like, just it just cleaned the entire Grammys out that year, the 2020 Grammys. It's insane to me how to be so highly, awarded and acclaimed this material came out when she was 17. So this album won Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Best Engineered Album Non-Classical. And then Bad Guy won Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And then Phineas won Producer of the Year Non-Classical. So it absolutely, like, cleaned house at the Grammys, to tell you anything about the amount of success that this album has. Bad Guy itself has 1 billion with a B, 765,493,936 plays on Spotify as of the recording of this, on May 10th, 2021. And, all of the songs on this album have, are in the hundreds of millions of plays. Except for Bad Guy and When the Party's Over are both in the billions of plays. That's astounding to me. Except there's one track on this album that has comparatively no plays. As of this recording, 67,005 is the first track on the album, which is just 7 exclamation marks. That's what it's titled as. And I think, at least for me, that's pivotal to hearing Bad Guy. Like, when I hear Bad Guy on the radio or where I'm out somewhere, and it doesn't have this 13-second intro clip that, it just doesn't sound right. I think that this intro clip is absolutely important to setting the tone for the rest of this album, because this album is really dark and it's really heavy, and it's got a lot of themes of drug use and suicide and depression and mental illness, and it's really dark and heavy. So this first, like, 13-second track is Billy taking out her Invisalign and making some slurping noises, and then her and her brother laughing. And it's just like, that kind of helps you, not take this material really totally seriously. Like, it's almost like a little bit of a pre-palate cleanser type thing. But also, since I'm looking at it on Spotify now, I think it's interesting that the title of the album is in all caps, like the text, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? It's all in caps. And then every song, like every track, is all in all lower cap, like lowercase. I just thought that was kind of interesting. But anyhow, so since only 67,005 plays for this intro track, we're going to listen to it for sure. It's going to be, I'm just going to play it real quick, because I think that that's just totally important to knowing what Bad Guy is and what the rest of the album is going to be. So let's take a listen to that real quick.
My Invisalign has...
I have taken out my
Invisalign, and this is the album.
So yeah, if you never heard that transition before from that into bad guy, that's top shelf stuff, I think. So some other fun facts about this album. There's only four people credited on the entire album. A lot of these giant pop monster hit albums have like dozens of writers and producers and guest, you know, vocalists and other all kinds of stuff. And this has four credits on the whole thing. And it's Billie Eilish and Finneas, her brother, Finneas O'Connell. And then the engineer is Rob Kanelsky and John Greenham on mastering. So just the four people. So that's kind of unheard of in the industry these days. And the entire album was recorded in Billy and Phineas's, like, the home they grew up in California. Which is also unheard of because this whole thing was recorded in a bedroom studio. And I think like the entire album basically was Billy sitting cross-legged on the bed. And then like Phineas would just like pull a mic like on a boom thing, like over to her, like, "Hey, sing this part that I just came up with." And that was how they recorded the whole album. And then they would send the stems to the guy in New York that mixed the whole thing, Rob. So he would mix it, send it back, and then they would say, maybe take this out. Like, they didn't like reverb. They wanted it to be a really dry kind of sounding album as far as vocals go, but just with a lot of layers. And then they would record other layers of things into them. See, could you work this stuff into it? And that's basically how the album was made. He would just mix the stuff in like a day or so, send them back. They would send some notes and then he would try some different things, or they would send some different recordings or different stems, which are like groups of recordings. And he would just mix them, send them back. And that's also pretty much unheard of in today's like pop music. It's all high dollar studios and insanely expensive equipment and stuff. And this album was mostly recorded with like nice equipment, but like in a bedroom studio and then mixed by, you know, a guy on the other side of the country. So it's just kind of crazy how this whole thing came to be like that. Cause it was from the ground up, very different from the rest of the pop music scene, of the last 10 years. It was recorded differently, and it sounds different, and it had a different amount of success too. So it's just interesting. So let's listen to some bad guy here, and let's break down some of my thoughts on it.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so creepy.
So the first thing that we're noticing here is that there is strong bass, really heavy. Like I said, lots of low end. And then Billy has this kind of interesting, whispery, really multi-layered vocal, which is probably the only vocal that would work really well in the like bedroom studio they recorded in, because she was belting and stuff. There probably would be too much reverberation, and there wouldn't be just be enough sound treatment in the world probably to fix that. So it's kind of interesting how that worked out. Okay, and then in this next section, we start to hear some sound effects that are kind of interesting. So let's listen to that real quick.
Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you, oh please. I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type.
Yeah, so there's like some interesting like I don't know, like ratchet kind of sounds, and a lot of the finger snaps are kind of helping to build the rhythm. And then Billy's vocals here are kind of interesting because there's a lot of layers. And some of them are like just whispers and stuff. And I was playing around with EQ, and you can actually just like filter out the lower stuff and like get these whispering like layers. So let's listen to that real quick. So first let's like isolate the vocal a little bit.
So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type.
And then let's just use some EQ, and all I did was kind of filter out all the frequencies except for those around 500 to 800, so you can kind of hear the core, kind of lower parts of her voice. And then after that, I filtered out everything except for around 5,000-ish, 7,000-ish hertz, so that you can just hear the whispering, kind of higher vocal parts. Okay, so obviously that's not perfect, but you can get a pretty good idea of all of the different layers that went into the vocal production here and all the different takes that had to be done. In fact, Sound on Sound has an article on this that kind of breaks down how many tracks there are. It's pretty interesting. So altogether, there's 68 audio tracks, and 21 of them are for drums and percussion, and 21 are just for vocals. So obviously there's a lot of layers going on to this, but modern pop songs can have like hundreds of tracks and hundreds of layers. So it's pretty minimalistic, by comparison to say something like Taylor Swift or some other big mega pop star. Okay. And then let's dissect the, probably the most famous part about this song, the little soundbite that you hear, where she just says bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
So once again, it's pretty minimalistic, easy effect. It's called a tremolo effect, and it's normally something that you see and hear on like a guitar playing a lot, but I think I can kind of recreate it. Give me a second. Bad guy. Okay, well, it ain't perfect, but I didn't want to spend all night on it either. But my point is it's a easy, basic tremolo effect. It's not anything super crazy high tech or off the wall. But it's interesting, especially on a vocal. And then in the next part, things get a little bit weird.
Duh.
So I guess that's the chorus of the song. But yeah, the first time I heard that, I immediately turned into Hank Hill.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. Mother of God, it's all toilet sounds.
But yeah, somehow or another, that just kind of works in the song. Definitely not my exact musical taste, but it grew on me a little bit, but I still think it sounds like weird circus music. I think at this point I'm more just jealous that somehow works in the middle of the song than I am Hank Hill angry at it. Oh, and by the way, it's not all toilet sounds. There's an interesting sound effect kind of buried in here. There's a thing that sort of sounds like an electronic synth white noise hi-hat, and actually what it is a crosswalk sound from Australia. Phineas actually talked about this on Jimmy Kimmel, and it's just like when you hit the button to make it say that it's safe to cross or whatever, and then when it actually is safe to cross, it plays this like rhythmic sound, and here's the rhythmic sound like isolated, and then I'll play the actual part of the track that uses it. Well, anyway, moving on, let's check out the next section of the song.
I like it when you take control, even if you know that you don't own me. I'll let you play the role, I'll be your end.
Mostly what I like about that section is that they dropped all the bass and all the sub stuff out and just kind of let the rhythm get carried by the finger snaps and the sound effects and stuff, and let Billy's voice kind of be on its own for a minute. And then, of course, they bring the bass back here in this next section.
My mommy likes to sing along with me, but she won't sing this song if she reads all the lyrics. She'll pity the men I know. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type.
I just thought I'd chip in here a little bit. We're coming up on the end of the song. We get another one of these choruses of kind of strange toilet sounds. And it's definitely been an interesting song, but it hasn't pulled out all its tricks yet. Like this little bit right here is kind of interesting. It reminds me of Lady Gaga. And then there's this kind of ending part here that is just totally different.
Pretty glad that you're alone. You said she's scared of me. I mean, I don't see what she sees, but maybe it's cause I'm wearing your cologne. I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy.
So yeah, that ending section, the vocal production sounds pretty much the same to me. There's a little more layers of like whispers and stuff that are kind of like hard left and right, that would probably be really hard to hear if you didn't have this high res file. And then the bass, like that really fat synth bass sound thing, is really different from the bass and the low end stuff in the rest of the song. So I don't know. It's a kind of a bizarre song, at least from a guy that listens to a lot of like rock and metal and prog stuff. But I like it. I like the production and I like all the layers to it. And, I don't know. Do you guys want me to cover more like pop music stuff in the future? If you found this interesting, like, I don't know, write me something somewhere, put it on the podcast Facebook page or send me a note in Anchor or whatever that, you want me to talk about more pop songs. I'd be happy to try to take a look at like, Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars and some of my other kind of, pop artists that I actually listen to once in a while, 'cause I like their production and stuff. But yeah, that's kind of how we do a soloed episode of Michael's Mixdown. If you really enjoyed it and this was kind of your jam, then jam on in here again for the next one. I post one of these every once in a while. So once again, you've been listening to Michael's Mixdown, and thank you for putting up with me for 20-some-odd minutes. And I'll keep making waves in here. You guys keep making waves out there. We'll catch you on the next one.